This article appeared in the spring 2009 issue of UU World magazine and is available online at uuworld.org. UU to Head Ex-Universalist School by Jane Greer. The Reverend Dr. William L. Fox, a historian and UU minister, was elected president of St. Lawrence University, a 2,200-student liberal arts institution in Canton, New York, in November. Fox's election represents a distinctive kind of homecoming. He is a 1975 graduate of the school and is returning to lead an institution that played an important role in the education of Universalist ministers from 1856 to 1965. Fox has been president of Culver Stockton College in Canton, Missouri, a 155-year-old liberal arts college with 850 students since 2003. He will join St. Lawrence in July. St. Lawrence was founded as a college and Universalist theological school in 1856. One of the school's best-known graduates is the Reverend Olympia Brown, the first woman to graduate from an American theological school in 1863, and the first woman to become an ordained minister with full denominational standing. The theological school was closed in 1965 following the formation of the Unitarian Universalist Association, which united the American Unitarian Association and the Universalist Church of America in 1961. Born and raised in Washington, D.C., Fox grew up with a foot in both the Unitarian and Universalist worlds. According to family lore, he sat spellbound as a small child, listening to A. Powell Davies preach at All Souls Church. Fox's family commuted to the First Unitarian Church of Baltimore in the 1950s. After that, the family joined the Universalist National Memorial Church in Washington, D.C. When it was time to choose a college in the early 1970s, Fox picked St. Lawrence, where he felt a Universalist pull. "My home church has a bell tower named for Owen D. Young," he said. Young was honored for his commitment to international justice and peace between the two world wars. The St. Lawrence Library is also named for Owen Young. "That continuity for me as a young person was a cord linking my two worlds." Ordained by the Universalist National Memorial Church in 1978, Fox was called to be the congregation's minister in 1979. He served the church from 1979 to 1998, a period with a 4-year interlude in Claremont, California, where he served a congregational church and taught at the Claremont Theological School. During his tenure at the church, Fox also earned a Ph.D. in American history and religion from George Washington University. After 1998, he held several administrative jobs at Goucher College in Baltimore and taught history at Howard University School of Divinity, Montgomery College in Maryland, and Goucher. In 2003, he was recruited to be president of Culver Stockton College in Canton, Missouri. Was it hard leaving the ministry for academia? "In reality, I never left the ministry," Fox said. "I've always viewed myself as a minister whose calling is expressed in the terms of a teacher. What I'm doing now as a college president is teaching, not in a classroom, but on the campus. I'm in an enterprise here that is very much involved with the life of the mind, and a lot of my ideas about that are centered on the significance of a liberal education." Jane Greer is senior editor of UU World. UU World is the magazine of the Unitarian Universalist Association of Congregations. This recording is made possible by the UUA Department of Communications and the UUA Accessibilities Office. I'm Dick Hill. I'm an audiobook narrator, and my website is www.dickhill.com.